behalf of His divine grace, may we offer to Dr. Swami Prabhupada and devotees of His son, Krishna Balaram Mandir. We wish to send a warm welcome and thanks to His Holiness Narayana Maharaj and his associates for coming here, as they kindly do every year on this Balaram Jayanti to speak to us. So, Narayana Maharaj asked me to speak just briefly before he speaks. The significance of Lord Balaram has been given to us by our Srila Prabhupada in many places in his book. Prabhupada used to like to quote the verse from Mohandasa Upanishad, Nayamatna Balahinena Kavyam, which means that no one can make any self-realization or knowledge of the Supreme unless he has spiritual strength, and this strength comes from Lord Balaram. Srila Prabhupada said that Mayavadis like Vivekananda used to interpret this verse to say that one needs physical strength to make spiritual advancement. And by making this interpretation, they advocate that people in India especially should undergo physical exercise, gymnastics, and so on. But obviously this is not the strength which is referred to by Baba. Otherwise, so many big wrestlers and football players would be spiritually realized. But the Baba is referred to in another place as a Shuddha Baba, or mercy of Lord Krishna's expansion on Balaram. And this helps us to also understand some of the motivation of our founder Acharya in installing Krishna Balaram in this temple. Prabhupada said most temples in Vrindavan are Radhakama Sundar. We also have Radhakama Sundar. But Prabhupada wanted to show that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are actually Lord Krishna and Balaram. And so by installing both deities, Lord Nityananda and Krishna Balaram, we proclaim to the world that the mercy of Lord Nityananda or Balaram is spreading the Krishna consciousness open all over the world by the weapon of Hare Krishna Sankirtan. Prabhupada said that Krishna gives us the knowledge, but that Balaram gives us the strength to use the knowledge. Just as if you have a very good weapon, but you may not have the strength to use that weapon. So the strength is by Balaram. And the spiritual master is the representative of Lord Balaram. So, I would now like to introduce His Holiness Narayana Maharaj. And it's also significant to us in ISKCON that he speaks on this occasion because he is helping us to use the weapon of knowledge and the bhakti strength which our Srila Prabhupada has given us. But since Prabhupada's disappearance, we are sometimes lamenting how to follow, or how to get the strength to follow Prabhupada. But we don't want to take guidance from any source. It must be a source which will enhance our faith in Srila Prabhupada and continue the knowledge which he gave us. And His Holiness Narayana Maharaj is kindly doing this. And so we now would like to hear from him once again. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Upam tasya vajavikurin matunin gostavakim
वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापतंगाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो वैराग्यजुगभक्तिरतं प्रयत्नै अपाजन्मानमिदेत्तम कृपां बुधिर्जय परदुःखदुःखे सनातनस्तं प्रभुमाश्रयाम श्रीचैतन्य मनोवीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदंसिकं भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै चित्तस्य कामातितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते शरणारविन्दम् शंकर संहकारण कोजसाई गर्भोदसाई चपयोद्धिसाई शेषस्य जस्यां सकला समित्यानन्दाक्ष रामः शरणं मैं सबसे पहले परमाराध्यतम नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपास भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज जी के चरण कमलों में कोटि कोटि बार सष्टांग प्रणाम ज्ञापन करते हैं। पश्चात अपने शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपास भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज जी के चरण कमलों में मैं श्रद्धा प्रसोम अर्पित करता हूँ। वे दोनों हमारे ऊपर में प्रसन्न हों और अपनी कृपा हमारे ऊपर में वर्षित करें, जिससे हम लोग शुद्ध भक्ति भजन पद पर आरूढ़ रहे। आज टुडे बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ हिज होलीनेस हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज जो प्रभुपाद वी आर असेंबल्ड हियर टू से समथिंग अबाउट बलदेव प्रभु। एक्चुअली गुरु शुद्ध गुरु सदगुरु इज मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ श्री बलदेव प्रभु आर नित्यानंद। गुरुदेव बलदेव प्रभु के प्रकाश विग्रह हैं। साक्षात हरित्वेन समस्त शास्त्रै रुक्तस्तथा भाव्यते एव सद्भिः किन्तु प्रभोर्यो प्रिय एव तस्य वन्दे गुरोऽपि चरणः। मायावादी लोग मायावादी अद्वैतवादी थिंक दैट गुरुदेव हिमसेल्फ ब्रह्मा, बट वी डोंट थिंक लाइक सो। हिज पर्सनल गॉडहेड, बट ही इज मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ कृष्ण। इन दिस श्लोक दैट वी हैव टोल्ड संकर्षण कारण तोयसाई गर्भोदसाई च पयोदिशाई शेषस्य जस्यां सकला समित्यानन्दाक्ष रामः शरणं ममास्तु।
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has told like this, that Sankarsanaha, who is Sankarsana? Baladev Prabhu is Sankarsana. There are two Sankarsana. One is Mahasankarsana and other is Mool Sankarsana. Mool Sankarsana are also two. In Braja and other is in Mathura and Dwarka. Krishna manifested himself as 400 in Devaki om. देवकी के गर्भ में कृष्ण जी आए. भगवान नारायण के रूप में ही केम देयर इन नारायण से श्री लवली. आफ्टर सिक्स सन्स वर किल्ड बलदेव केम इन सेवन. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that who were Sadgarbha, Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Matsarya, these six are Sadgarbha, the sons of Marichi, by the Abhisampad of Brahma. Abhisampad?
Kars.
By the curse of Brahma. By the curse of Brahma. They were Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Mad, Moh, Matsarya. Or he has explained that bhakti comes after seventh stage. Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, how and then pray. So after killing Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Mad, Moh, Matsarya, or first comes Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, in this Guru Padashraya, Diksha, and Anartha Nivritti are combined. Then comes Nishtha, then comes Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, then Prem. Prem comes when Krishna comes. So in seven, Bhav, Baldev comes in. So in Rohini Garbha, Devaki Garbha, Mahasankarsan came there, not Mool Sankarsan. In Devaki Garbha. And Jogmaya, by the order of Krishna, took Baldev to Rohini Om. Baldev is master of all. Is master of all means Jogmaya too. But why Jogmaya took to Baldev? Why Baldev is Sankarsan? He should go himself. But it is Krishna pastime. So Jogmaya took the seventh om to Rohini. And there Baldev Prabhu was present there. And as Chaturbhuj Krishna, 400 Krishna, mixed at Gokul in the house of Yashoda, two Krishna, Mool Krishna, Brajendranandan, Shyam Sundar, Rasovaisaha, Adi, Sarvakaran Karanam, Anadi Radhi Govinda. As 400, this Krishna immersed in Brajendanandan Shamsunda, Baldev Prabhu similarly immersed in Omba Rohini, who was Mool Sankarsan. So here both became one. And then Baldev Prabhu appeared today. We see in other Purans that Baldev Prabhu appeared in this world, Baldev Chhatra, after the birth of Krishna, Chhat comes. If it is so, then Ji Goswami has told in Gopal Champu that there is very long difference between the birth of Baldev Prabhu and Krishna. But in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been written that Garga Rishi has kept their names in one day in Gokul.
Given the names.
Given, eh? Has given Krishna and Baldev names in Gokul on the same day. How it can be? If Baldev Prabhu is older than Krishna for 1 year, that it cannot be. Krishna and Baldev are roaming in the angan of courtyard of Nand Baba Yashoda at the same time.
They began crawling.
Eh?
They began crawling at the same time. Crawling at the same time.
At the same time. If Baldev is 1 year elder than Krishna, they cannot play themselves at the same time. So everything, pastime of Krishna will be destroyed. So Baldev, Sri Goswami has told that in Srimad Bhagavat there is a word, full moon. Then Baldev appeared. And that is why he was only 8 days elder than Krishna. And everything will be, samasya ka hal ho jayega.
All problems will be solved.
All problems will be solved if Krishna is well done. In Srimad Bhagavat we see, Vadanti tattva vidas tattam jagavyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti shabdate. Krishna is Satchidananda tattva and he is advaya jnana tattva. What is the meaning of advaya jnana? It has been written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I see that so many bade-bade vidvan, so much great learned persons of Sanskrit and of Srimad Bhagavat also, they cannot explain this word advaya jnana tattva. Krishna is advaya jnana tattva. That is, everything is in Krishna. He is Satchidananda. Satchidananda. Baldev Prabhu is Adhishtatri Devata of Sat means Sandhini Shakti. Krishna is Adhishtatri Devata of Chit Shakti. And Srimati Radhika is Adhishtatri Devata of Radhini Shakti. Baldev Prabhu is Adhishtatri Devata of Sandhini. What is the meaning of Sandhini? All these shapes which we can realize or see in Golok Vrindavan,
jiva tattva and this world, everything what we see and what we realize, the form is sandini and it manifests Balde Prabhu. Gyan, that is chit, whole chit is Krishna, and this is gyan, but later on it transforms in bhav, and this bhav is called rati, and gradually it goes up to prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, maha. So this bhav is Srimati Radhika and Krishna is Rasara. Both. Here in the end chit becomes bhav, mahabhav, and it becomes also ras. So Radha and Krishna becomes one as mahabhav and rasaraj bhav, and it has been described fully in Chaitanya Charitamrita, rasaraj mahabhav. He showed it to Raya Ramananda. So here Krishna and Radha becomes one, and that is called Vilas. But the platform is Balde Prabhu. Without that platform, without Balde Prabhu, this Vilas cannot be. So Balde Prabhu is platform for Krishna, and he is the shape of Krishna, of Radhika, also the shapes of gopis and all other sakhas and everything. And here all these are combined, are called Ajjaya Jnana Tattva. This Ajjaya Jnana Tattva comes in soul's heart by Guru Tattva. Without Balde Prabhu, it cannot come in our heart. So it comes from Balde Prabhu to Brahma, Brahma to Narad, Narad to Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, Madhvacharya, then Madhvendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, gradually comes to our spiritual master. This is a line. If line is jadi cut the
is cut
is cut, that gyan, that is bhav, bhakti, prem cannot come to us. So only this present guru we cannot do alone. This is, so we should follow guru parampara. Whole Guru Parampara is manifestation of Balde Prabhu. This is called Advaya Gyan Parampara for Guru. Guru is Akhanda Tattva and Balde Prabhu is Akhanda Guru Tattva. Our Guru say is in Akhanda Guru Tattva. But the case that he should be Sadguru, and he should be manifested by Balde Prabhu, actually. Without this power, we cannot do anything. I think that is why the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, our Gurudev Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, have received that line, that thought.
And he is Baldev Prabhu. And Baldev Prabhu ji ke vay prakash vigraha hai. Isliye wo gyan tattva in logon ke madhyam se jitne adhik roop mein aayega utna hi vishwa mein wo pracharit hoga. So I have told before, so many years before, in first anniversary Mahotsav of Swami ji, that ye Bhagwan ki shakti hai. Jaise namo bhakti vinodaya sachidananda namini gaur shakti sarupaya rupanuga barayate. Vaise hi aap log sabhi, you should always think that Prabhupada is Gaur Shakti or Krishna Shakti. Without this, how he can preach all these things? For which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has himself come with his Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarupa Damodar, Raya Ramananda, he came and he preached all over India. But by his Shakti, he was able to preach this Prema Dharma, Nama Sankirtan, all over the world. Even Gnostic as Russians.
Atheists.
Like Russians. China, they don't know what is God. They think it aparad to take the name of God is crime. They think it's crime. I have heard that when his own devotees went in Russia to preach, so many devotees, about hundreds and hundreds, were kept in jail. But that is why Hari Bol, Hari Bol, began to do Hari Bol. And Hare Krishna in jail. And that is how Russian has become. Now, unka jo ye tha bhavo sab dur ho gaya. Russia was scattered. And this movement grown up there more than any country. I think Khrushchev and Khrushchev of this
Gorbachev
was so much more disturbed by this movement. And they allowed these ESKCON devotees to preach there. And I think that very good preaching is going on. So it is the mercy of God, it is the mercy of Swamiji. And he was Shakti, so he preached in this country. I've heard from Kamal Krishna Swami that he's preaching very skillfully and preaching Gita and all other books in China also. So without Shakti, it is quite asambhav,
impossible.
So I see that that current was in Swamiji and still that current is
going on,
present. I think that he is doing everything. He has not gone to Golok Vrindavan. He is in Golok Vrindavan also and here also. He is omnipresent everywhere. He cannot die. So, today is Baladev
appearance
day. He is here and see what you are doing. He established Baladev, Krishna and Baladev, Radha Shyam Sundar also, and Gaur Nitai also. someone said that he was Mani Sakhava, but I don't believe in this, because his sannyas guru has given Gopi mantra and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see that he preached Hare Krishna only. And if there was anything of rush, he only talked with her, Sant Damodar Raya Ramanand only in that cave,
Gambhira.
In Gambhira. And he did Sankirtan with ordinary person. He never disclosed all these things to any other also. What to tell others? He told Sanatana Goswami to write on Vaidhi Bhakti. Only he ordered Rupa Goswami to preach this thing. In Srimad Bhagavat 2, it has been ordered that... Kya hai wo? Shloka?